It's time to talk about creating your soul space. As you are going through this process of physical decluttering, begin to ask yourself questions about what it is you want to create in terms of your living space or your workspace, whatever area you're working on. What kind of a space do you want to have? How will it reflect who you are at this time in your life? Not who you were in the past, with all the things that you've been carrying around for many years, but who you actually are now. How will this space reflect the person that you are evolving into, the person that you want to be? Ask yourself what is really important to you and how you can express that in your environment. Because creating your soul space is about getting in touch with what kind of a person you really are or you want to be. What part of you is longing for an opportunity to express itself? As you go through this process, start asking yourself those questions. And as you get clearer on them, begin to create a vision for yourself of the life and the space and the environment that you want to have, the kind of woman that you are at this point in your life and who she is and what she wants and what she wants to claim for herself, what is truly important to her and how she needs to express that in her life. So begin to identify pictures and images, colors, objects, things, people, places that capture that for you and begin to bring them into your environment and space. And then share that with us. Share what that vision is. The last time we did this, people put up pictures, something that evoked the mood and the flavor of what they wanted, or the colors that they wanted to have in their space, or they described what their soul space was. And so begin to create that for yourself. There are some remarkable studies that are being shown about the brain and what happens to the human brain when we're dealing with clutter. Human beings are hardwired to avoid pain and seek pleasure in the present moment. So most of the time we choose instant pleasure, unhealthy but yummy food, over future pain like diabetes or heart disease. So it's important to have something good that you are creating now that promises pleasure and joy and satisfaction. And that's why I encourage you to really start creating your soul space so that you have something that you are moving towards rather than simply decluttering. Because no matter how good it probably is for you to declutter, it is much more inviting and compelling for you to have some reason that you're creating this for, to have an end game that inspires you and excites you and that you can look forward to. So one of the things I asked you all to do was to set your intention and post it and create your vision. Create some affirmations around what you're creating, and you can put that in your journal and you can post it on Facebook. As you clear your clutter and bring the new energy of what you want your home to be into your life in the present, it will really support you at the times when you just get tired of clearing the clutter. And even though you've cleared a lot of stuff away, it still feels like there's a lot more to do. Having a powerful image that is pulling you towards something that is really inviting can make a huge difference.
As my mentor, Michael Beckwith, used to say, pain pushes till the vision pulls. Create a powerful vision for your inner and outer environment for your life.
One of the things that scientists have discovered is that clutter actually has an impact on your brain. A lot of the time we buy stuff that becomes clutter. We keep things because we spent good money on it, and so we feel that we ought to keep it even though we haven't used it and we haven't touched it for weeks or months or years. We hold on to things because we're afraid to let them go, because we have sentimental reasons for holding on, We don't want to let go of the memories or the people that are associated with those things, and we're afraid that we're going to lose them if we let go of these things. But the reality is probably that we made a mistake in buying some of these items, or that we have unresolved emotions and upset around the things that we're holding on to. Researchers at Yale have identified that there are two areas in your brain that are associated with pain, the anterior cingulate cortex and the insula. And those two areas light up when you let something go that you own or you feel a connection towards. This is actually the same area of the brain that lights up when you feel physical pain from a paper cut or from drinking coffee that's too hot. So your brain views the loss of one of your valued possessions as the same as something that causes you physical pain. And the more you've committed emotionally or financially to an item, the more you want to keep it around. So when we hold on to things, perhaps because we don't want to let it go because we spent good money on it, so we hold on to it and we cling to it, because it's literally painful for us to have to actually acknowledge that we made a mistake in buying it in the first place. We wasted money. Or we're holding on to something because of sentimental value, and it pains us to have to acknowledge that we're holding on to something or to someone who perhaps doesn't feel the same way about us. In closing, I want to remind you all to make sure to set your intention and create a vision in your journal of your soul space, and to recognize that this is something that is going to support you in clearing your clutter, because it's creating a vision of who you want to be, who you are now, and what it is that you want to create in your space and in your life. Make sure to continue to post on Facebook and be sharing your journey and giving feedback and support to others. It makes a huge difference. If you haven't gone to the community site, you will find that this week you not only have your journal and your morning and evening motivations on the site, which are there to motivate you to get going and clear your clutter, and the evening meditation is just to allow you to go to sleep having a sense of accomplishment, reinforce the commitments that you've made to yourself, and to be able to fully let go so that you can rest and sleep and be refreshed for the next day. You also have a bonus with Charlotte Stewart, our professional organizer, an interview that I did with her, and audios on clearing your physical clutter, so you will have those as well. The final thing I want to say is celebrate. Every week as you go along your soul space journey, give yourself treats. Find ways to acknowledge yourself and celebrate. Tell us when you've accomplished something. Show us a photograph of the closet that you've changed or the room that looks different. Treat yourself. Give yourself a reward. If your image of the environment you want to create is an environment that is very soothing and restful, and you love to have candles and beautiful music playing, treat yourself. Allow yourself to buy one of those beautiful candles and a wonderful candlestick holder. Or create an evening where you have a bubble bath and you play beautiful music and you're surrounded by candlelight. Oh, by the way, I just realized I said buy something. I want to let you know that in the final week of the Soul Space Journey, we'll have a week where we buy nothing. We don't buy online. We don't buy in the store. We don't buy anything. And we begin to watch our relationship to what is that impulse that says spend money and buy. So that's going to be a really fun and interesting week for all of us. But back to treating yourself. Doing something nice for yourself is a really great way to reward yourself and acknowledge yourself for actually tackling this and taking it on.
sometimes it isn't easy because you are going to get into emotional areas. You are going to get into conflict sometimes with your loved ones as you clear out stuff and you want to clear out their stuff. It's going to bring up a lot of your past, and it takes courage to do this. So you want to acknowledge yourself and love yourself through the process. I want to talk about the power of the group. We are so used to the attitude of doing everything by ourselves. When we're online, it's great because we have an opportunity to work by ourselves and to be able to do things at our own pace. But you also do have this community, and I want to encourage you, particularly in terms of clutter clearing, to go on the site, to read the posts, and to share and encourage other people as they go through this journey. You will learn a lot from each other. I want to share a story with you. It's a story from nature that really relates to how much we can accomplish when we use the qualities of this new age, which are collaboration, cooperation, and community. And it goes like this. It's called the goose story. When you see geese flying along in a V formation, you might consider what science has discovered as to why they fly that way. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird immediately following. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock has at least 71% greater flying range than if each bird flew on its own. People who share a common direction and sense of community can get where they're going more quickly and easily because they're traveling on the thrust of one another. When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of trying to go it alone and quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird in front. If we have as much sense as a goose, we will stay in formation with those people who are headed the same way we are. When the head goose gets tired, it rotates back in the wing and another goose flies point. It is sensible to take turns doing demanding jobs, whether with people or with geese flying south. Geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. What messages do we give when we honk from behind? Finally, and this is important, when a goose gets sick or is wounded by gunshot and falls out of formation, two other geese fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend help and protection. They stay with the fallen goose until it is able to fly or until it dies, and only then do they launch out on their own or with another formation to catch up with their group. If we have the sense of a goose, we will stand by each other like that. So, let us learn from geese. Let us support and encourage each other and continue decluttering and creating soul space in our lives.